As we've been mentioning, this weekend has been a breakthrough weekend with COVID-19, and how preparedness works. I've been talking with Lisa Carter from Region 1 for a long time, and Maria Horn and the Sharon Hospital. This weekend, Maria Horn, our representative in Hartford, set up a terrific Zoom meeting that was then put out the notes of it so the public could see what was talked about. And we'll bring in Maria Horn right now to talk a little bit about that, her setting up that meeting. Good morning, Maria. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. Nice to be here.
All right. So, it's funny. When I started putting together this story, when it first broke to me in bits and pieces, some people actually wrote, because when I put together a story and I get information from, like I did get information from your post, I always like to credit where information came from, just like when I speak to Mark Herko, and also we work together, the independent news organizations, the Journal, the Republican American, work together and share information so everybody can verify stories. And so the story was breaking, but still, I think what you did in setting up the meeting with the selectmen, the towns, the governments, and all involved, once again, aided in being so transparent, where what something, if it was left to rest, would have become just a huge rumor mill. That meeting shed light on, yes, it's a situation we have to keep our mind on, but folks, look at this. We've all got plans and we're all working together. I think that meeting really put a lot of people at ease.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad. I agree with you. I feel, in these moments when there's no information, people pour their fears into that dark hole because, everybody's a little emotionally fried right now, and we're watching the statewide numbers go up a little bit. And so when you hear disparate stories that aren't knit together in a cohesive picture, people do get afraid. So because Mark Herko was the person who, he calls me regularly, and we had a regular call on, I guess it was Friday. And that started off the cascade, and we decided, let's try to get everybody together. And I actually, when I reached out to all the people in that group, I at first assumed I was going to have to spend a lot of time wrangling people onto this, last minute call, because, each of these people on this call has serious responsibilities to care for their own community. And to my great, I wouldn't say surprise exactly, but it was really nice to see how quickly everybody got back to me and said, yes, absolutely, let's do that.
It's so important to see, and I think what the meeting really also showed is that, yes, we know, we've heard all summer long how Region 1 planned for this. We knew how Hotchkiss was planning for this. We knew how Sharon Hospital was planning for this. We also knew individually how not only GEAR, but the Sharon Healthcare Center and all the other healthcare centers around here were planning for this. And to see it all come together where everybody came together with the meeting, and even though we're going to have flare-ups, folks, there's going to be bumps in the road, I think this shows how well prepared we are. And when you tie in your presentation with this meeting, it also brings us closer into tying the state government into knowing what's going on here in the northwest corner of Connecticut, which is really important.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is these community, everybody has serious responsibility for their communities, but they're related. Each one of these, Hotchkiss in Region 1, there are faculty children who go to Region 1 schools. There are, people obviously live in the towns they live in. They're all interknit with one another. And so to take the time to have a meeting to bring everybody together, to have a cohesive picture as opposed to just doing the gotcha news piece and inflaming, people's fears, I think was a much more productive way to go about it.
Yeah, so here we sit. We realize that here in our own northwest corner of Connecticut, and it's also in adjacent eastern New York and in Massachusetts, that we're entering the phase where a second wave or an increase is going to happen. And is this type of meeting, is this going to be more the rule from now on until we get through the winter, just to keep people informed and at ease?
Yes, absolutely. So I would say there were several takeaways from this. First, it was important to us to release a joint statement. And I also want to say, in addition to everybody meeting on a Saturday afternoon, thank everybody for cooperating in producing a joint statement. As you don't, no doubt know, putting a statement together that's okayed and crafted by a lot of different people can be challenging, and everybody, you know, spent their Saturday nights on it, which was great. And so one is, during the meeting, we opened up all kinds of you know, communications channels between the various institutions in terms of sharing lists of who works at one place that is also, you know, a parent at another school. And everybody was, you know, setting up their own independent sort of communications challenges to make sure that information was flowing quickly and in real time between the various institutions. And then the other thing we agreed on, we all sort of, each relevant group talked about, you know, when the next round of testing was and when they're going to have more information, and that we would talk again when we had the next sort of level of information. And so I think it was a really useful meeting for everyone.
You know, and what came out of that with our talk with people that contacted me is so many people called, believe it or not, tried to reach the federal government, the emergency at FEMA, because to hear Mark Herko say, hey, we're opening up testing, we've got this, but we only have a limited supply. I had more people just be completely amazed that, once again, with all the talk that has been coming out of Washington, that you could actually have hospitals and institutions that really have a limited supply of testing, which really, it was a surprising announcement to me. And I think the way Mark Herko and Sharon Hospital is handling this is terrific. Just like everybody else at that meeting, everybody's being very transparent and open, and also urging people just, you know, take those simple precautions and we'll get through this.
Yeah, and it was, you know, Sharon was offering, you know, they have a few, you know, they have some tests that they've stockpiled, and so they were trying to make that available to GEER so that GEER could hasten some of the testing lags that they've had. Also providing some community testing while they can do it. You know, looking for ways to creatively address the problem, but with the backdrop, it is important, you know, that the failure at the federal level to provide, you know, adequate testing supplies, it does still affect us.
Of course it affects us because, you know, states can't do this by themselves. They really can't. I'm not giving a Democratic governor an out or a Republican governor an out, but it's true. I mean, you have the FEMA for a reason, and that is to help states out when there's something going on, and that's an important fact here. Well, all I can say, Maria, is great job in setting up that meeting. Great job to the Sharon Hospital. I like how quickly they closed the front entrance once again just to go through the emergency room. And what it showed is that every selectman, every person from any one of these from GEER, from Hotchkiss, Region 1, the schools, everybody does have everybody's health and concern at mind first and foremost. And it may be an election season, but I think this showed that there are far more things important than going out and campaigning. And I think that everybody participating in this meeting and keeping everybody informed is a great sign that we're all together. We'll get through this.
Yeah, we will. It's a sign of hope.
Maria, again, thanks for your information. Thanks for setting up the meeting. And obviously, we'll be speaking again shortly.
I'll look forward to that. Thanks, Marshall.
Take care, Maria.
You too.
Maria Horn, our representative in Hartford, after setting up that meeting this weekend.